杨浦区2018学年度第二学期高三模拟质量调研。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Please put your bags on the scale. Okay. Here is your boarding pass and baggage tag.
Thank you. The boarding time is 9:30, isn't it?
Question.Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Two. Good morning. Altogether, four items were damaged during the shipping from overseas back here to Australia. First of all, my TV. It's a large one, very expensive.
Sorry.Our insurance doesn't cover electrical problems.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Three. Professor, would you please give some feedback on our group's proposal?
Yes.I've made a few notes on the proposal about things which could have been better sequenced.
Question. What does the professor think of the proposal? Four. The computer course is too difficult for me to manage. I think I'm coping well with statistics, and I'm never bored by it.
I found computer modeling fascinating. I have no problem following what's being taught.
Question. What's the woman's strength? Five. Sir, I'm quite interested in the sunshade apartments, which are on a mountainside and provide barbecue facilities.Is £490 with two sharing. Does it mean £245 each?
I'm afraid not. Each person has to pay that amount, and there must be at least two in an apartment.
Question. How much should be paid if the woman and her husband stay there for one night?
6. Excuse me, do you have this red sweater in medium?
Sorry, but our Smith Street store has one. Would you like me to have it sent here? It would take 3 days to get here.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? 7.I'm tired of tofu. I don't know why I decided to live with a vegetarian.
Don't call me a vegetarian. I don't avoid all meat. I eat fish and chicken sometimes.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 8. This is a great convenience store.You can buy so many things here.
But you pay for the convenience. Things are expensive here. Supermarkets are cheaper.
Question. What does the woman mean? 9. Mom, do you know where my primary school uniforms are?
They are around here.But finding them will be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
10. The overhead power lines are a great concern of this neighborhood. They are very old, and a lot of people we spoke to asked if something could be done about them.
Well, I'm happy to tell you that the power company has agreed to move the power lines underground. I think that will really improve the look of the area, as well as being safe.
Question: why are people worried about the overhead power lines?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A scarf knitted by a German woman to document her frustrations with frequent train delays has sold for 7,550 euros on eBay. The rail delay scarf drew widespread attention when Sarah Weber, a journalist, posted a photo of it on Twitter earlier this month. Her mother, who took a train ride to work every day in Munich area, was frustrated at the company's persistent delays and decided to start detailing her daily travel troubles by translating the delays into a wool scarf. Each evening in 2018, she would knit two new lines to represent how long she was delayed. The scarf is color-coded. Gray meant her delay was less than 5 minutes. Pink signified delays of between 5 and 30 minutes, while red meant she was delayed for more than 30 minutes or was delayed both directions. The scarf was about 1.5 meters long and represented many Germans' frustrations with train delays, despite their country's reputation for efficiency and punctuality. After it became a hit, Weber and her mother decided to auction the scarf off to raise money for a charity that provides assistance for the homeless. Now listen again, please.
A scarf knitted by a German woman to document her frustrations with frequent train delays has sold for 7,550 euros on eBay. The rail delay scarf drew widespread attention when Sarah Weber, a journalist, posted a photo of it on Twitter earlier this month. Her mother, who took a train ride to work every day in Munich area, was frustrated at the company's persistent delays and decided to start detailing her daily travel troubles by translating the delays into a wool scarf. Each evening in 2018, she would knit two new lines to represent how long she was delayed. The scarf is color-coded. Gray meant her delay was less than 5 minutes. Pink signified delays of between 5 and 30 minutes, while red meant she was delayed for more than 30 minutes or was delayed both directions. The scarf was about 1.5 meters long and represented many Germans' frustrations with train delays, despite their country's reputation for efficiency and punctuality. After it became a hit, Weber and her mother decided to auction the scarf off to raise money for a charity that provides assistance for the homeless.
Questions. 11. Why did Sarah's mother knit the scarf?
What do every two pink lines on the scarf mean?
13. Why did the scarf draw widespread attention in Germany? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. NASA has a new job listing, and it's no joke. The U.S. Space Agency is looking for a joker to join their planned mission to Mars. A mission to Mars is no laughing matter. On average, Mars is 225 million kilometers away from Earth. A trip there would take around 8 months in a small spacecraft. When you're living with others in a closed space for a long period of time, such as on a mission to Mars, problems are likely to occur. Jeffrey Johnson, a scientist at the University of Florida, told The Guardian, "This is probably why NASA wants an astronaut with a sense of humor. These are people that have the ability to pull everyone together," Johnson said. "In stressful situations, perhaps humor is a way to know we aren't alone. By laughing together, we share our stress. Then we can focus on our jobs instead of just worrying." There are other examples of team clowns. One example is the journey to the South Pole led by Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen in 1911. It was a difficult journey, full of danger. Adolf Lindstrom, a cook of Amundsen's team, was a clown. He made people laugh through the whole journey. Amundsen later wrote that Lindstrom was the most valuable member of the team. But if you're hoping that your favorite TV comedian will fly to Mars, that probably won't happen. Being funny won't be enough to land somebody the job, Johnson said. They also need to be an excellent scientist and engineer. Besides, they must be in top physical condition. Now listen again, please.
NASA has a new job listing, and it's no joke. The U.S. Space Agency is looking for a joker to join their planned mission to Mars. A mission to Mars is no laughing matter. On average, Mars is 225 million kilometers away from Earth. A trip there would take around 8 months in a small spacecraft. When you're living with others in a closed space for a long period of time, such as on a mission to Mars, problems are likely to occur, Jeffrey Johnson, a scientist at the University of Florida, told The Guardian. This is probably why NASA wants an astronaut with a sense of humor. These are people that have the ability to pull everyone together, Johnson said. In stressful situations, perhaps humor is a way to know we aren't alone. By laughing together, we share our stress. Then we can focus on our jobs instead of just worrying. There are other examples of team clowns. One example is the journey to the South Pole led by Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen in 1911. It was a difficult journey, full of danger. Adolf Lindstrom, a cook at Amundsen's team, was a clown. He made people laugh through the whole journey. Amundsen later wrote that Lindstrom was the most valuable member of the team. But if you're hoping that your favorite TV comedian will fly to Mars, that probably won't happen. Being funny won't be enough to land somebody the job, Johnson said. They also need to be an excellent scientist and engineer. Besides, they must be in top physical condition.
Questions 14. What is NASA's new job listing?
What can we learn about the journey to Mars?
16. What can be concluded from the case of Lindstrom? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, David! Do you want to come to lunch with me? I want pizza.
Thanks, Sandy, but I'll pass. I brought my lunch from home.
Really? I guess home-cooked meals can be healthier and more economical, but cooking just for myself is more work and more expensive.
You can cook extra and bring the leftovers for lunch.
I'm not really a fan of leftovers.
They still taste pretty good the next day, sometimes even better. Whatever I cook never goes to waste.
I hate wasting food. That's why I always eat out and only order an amount I can finish at one sitting.
You must be kidding. Controlling the portion size of your meal is almost impossible at a restaurant. They often give you huge amounts.
Not where I eat. I can eat everything on my plate, and I save time and money.
Eating out isn't cheaper than buying your own groceries. And you spend a lot of time waiting while someone prepares your meal.
That's fine with me. I can use that waiting time to read or answer emails, so I save time. And I don't have to do any preparation or cleanup.
Dirty dishes are my least favorite part of cooking, so my wife and kids do the dishes.
As a single person, I don't have that luxury. Also, it's no fun to eat at home by myself.
Then make dinner and invite friends over. In my house, eating meals together is precious family time. We talk about our day.
Sounds like an excellent way to spend quality time with others. That's why I like to make plans to eat out with friends.
On occasion, I enjoy going to a restaurant with my friends. I get to order something that I can't make at home. It's a nice treat.
Well, let's have lunch another day.
Okay, and I'll invite you to eat with my family someday soon.
Thanks, I'd love to.
Now listen again, please.
Hey, David, do you want to come to lunch with me? I want pizza.
Thanks, Sandy, but I'll pass. I brought my lunch from home.
Really? I guess home-cooked meals can be healthier and more economical. But cooking just for myself is more work and more expensive.
You can cook extra and bring the leftovers for lunch.
I'm not really a fan of leftovers.
They still taste pretty good the next day, sometimes even better. Whatever I cook never goes to waste.
I hate wasting food. That's why I always eat out and only order an amount I can finish at one sitting.
You must be kidding. Controlling the portion size of your meal is almost impossible at a restaurant. They often give you huge amounts.
Not where I eat. I can eat everything on my plate, and I save time and money.
Eating out isn't cheaper than buying your own groceries. And you spend a lot of time waiting while someone prepares your meal.
That's fine with me. I can use that waiting time to read or answer emails, so I save time. And I don't have to do any preparation or cleanup.
Dirty dishes are my least favorite part of cooking, so my wife and kids do the dishes.
As a single person, I don't have that luxury. Also, it's no fun to eat at home by myself.
Then make dinner and invite friends over. In my house, eating meals together is precious family time. We talk about our day.
Sounds like an excellent way to spend quality time with others. That's why I like to make plans to eat out with friends.
On occasion, I enjoy going to a restaurant with my friends. I get to order something that I can't make at home. It's a nice treat.
Well, let's have lunch another day.
Okay, and I'll invite you to eat with my family someday soon.
Thanks, I'd love to.
Questions. 17. Which of the following is not the reason for the woman's always eating out?
18. How does the woman avoid wasting food?
19. What does the woman usually do when the food is being prepared?
20. What can we learn about the man?